I'm a man. Can't you see what I am?
CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Cammie McCormick. There may be a deal on a government funding bill that's had lawmakers scrambling on Capitol Hill. Donald Trump and Elon Musk objected to the last plan, and CBS's Torian Small reports that put House Speaker Mike Johnson in a tight spot.
It appears that Johnson has been significantly weakened in terms of influence on the Hill as Republicans are looking to take clues elsewhere.
Caitlin Huey Burns reports with a slim majority, a new bill needs all of the support Johnson can muster.
However, you know, Republicans want to handle this, they are going to need Democratic support for anything that they want to do in this turn. And remember, next year, the Republicans' margin in the House is going to be even slimmer.
The deadline for a new deal is midnight Friday, and CBS's Christopher Cruz reports it could impact your holiday travel plans.
The TSA is part of the Department of Homeland Security, which for the most part doesn't shut down even if Congress doesn't pass a spending bill. A TSA spokesman tells CBS News 59,000 of the agency's 62,000 employees are considered essential and would continue working without pay in the event of a shutdown.
The suspect in the murder of UnitedHealthcare CEO is back in New York to face charges. And as he was being transported from Pennsylvania, federal charges were announced against him, something his lawyer calls highly unusual. CBS News legal contributor Caroline Polisi.
The introduction of the feds is really interesting here. It doesn't happen too often where there are concurrent prosecutions at both a state and federal level, but you do see it happening if the DOJ feels that it is in the pursuit of justice.
The district attorney in Fulton County, Georgia, has been removed from the election interference case against Donald Trump. It is the last remaining criminal case against him. Legal analyst Jessica Levinson.
Fani Willis having to step down does not necessarily mean the case itself unravels.
But it's unclear how it could move forward with Trump taking office next month. The former chief of police for the Uvalde School District was back in court today where a Texas judge refused to throw out criminal charges stemming from the slow police response. Paul Looney is his attorney.
There's just so much intensity of emotion here that the stresses and pressures on jurors would be something that we don't see in criminal cases and probably isn't appropriate.
The shooting left 19 children and two teachers dead. The Pentagon says the U.S. doubled the number of U.S. forces in Syria to fight Islamic State before the overthrow of Bashar al-Assad. There are 2,000 troops there now. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Wisconsin adds a wide receiver. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. After learning their top wide receiver, Will Pauling, is entering the transfer portal, the Wisconsin Badgers football team added a prospect from Ohio State, 6'3" Jaden Ballard, leaving the Buckeyes for the Badgers. NFL, the Packers begin 3 days of practice through the weekend as they host the New Orleans Saints on Monday night. College basketball, Marquette with a Big East Conference win over Butler, 80-70, Cam Jones with 23 points. The UW Green Bay Phoenix losing at home home to Division II Michigan Tech, 72-70. Head coach Doug Gottlieb, under fire for still hosting a national sports talk show, is now 2-11, losing their last eight in a row.
It doesn't feel good, but I think when you say rock bottom, it would lead you to believe that, like, Michigan Tech is some, like, schlummy team. Like, they got some really good players, they're very well coached, and they're on a win streak. And the big thing is, the hardest thing to teach in coaching is how to win.
As Green Bay head coach Doug Gottlieb with sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Winter weather advisories continue through tomorrow morning for an additional 1 to 3 inches of snow. There could even be a little rain mixed at times tonight. Lows in the low 30s. For tomorrow, again, more snow with maybe a little rain. Highs in the mid 30s. Right now, it's 31.
Beatles on WRJN. Good afternoon. I'm Kurt Vollman. Well, it's just today and tomorrow left in the Civic Media Grown-Up Gift List Text to Win Statewide Contest. And guess what? I've got another keyword for you right now. This is your chance to win $100 cash. If you haven't already done so, download the Civic Media app, find the WRJN page, and click on the text button and text this keyword, Frost. F-R-O-S-T, Frost. You have until 5 o'clock to text it to us, your chance to win $100, and get in on the grand prizes, a selection from our grown-up gift list. The selection includes a robot vacuum, a humidifier, an espresso machine, a snowblower, and a luggage set. Good luck with WRJN.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Park to Ives Groves. Local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Who's that I see walking in these woods? Why, it's Little Red Riding Hood. Hey there, Little Red Riding Hood. You sure are looking good. You're everything a big bad wolf could want. Listen to me, Little Red Riding Hood. I don't think little big girls should go walking in these spooky old woods alone. Trusted walking with you alone. Oh, Little Red Riding Hood, I'd like to hold you if I could, but you might think I'm a big bad wolf, so I won't.
are Racine's home for local news and timeless hits, WRJN. Well, recently, Don Rosen spoke with Mark Wittenberg and Gary Suoko, who are bringing back Harborfest to downtown Racine after an 18-year absence.
It started in the 90s. As time went on, there was a number of factors that went into why it was discontinued, but we're more focused on bringing it back. And Mark, myself, and Jeff are all neighbors in Racine County in Yorkville. And one day we were together and we had this brainstorm idea that we should think about bringing Harborfest back.
So that's how it started, just a bunch of guys getting together and saying, what about Harborfest?
Yeah, and of course it was a all nonprofit group that we put together here. And one thing led to another, and here we are.
Okay, so you're looking for what dates for Harborfest now?
June 13th and 14th at Festival Hall in downtown Racine.
Ah, Flag Day.
Yeah, it's also a Father's Day weekend. So we before Father's Day, we think it kind of kicks off the festival season. So we're kind of excited about having that date, and we're praying for really good weather.
Yeah, because it's outdoors.
That's correct.
You got a nice stage there for it and everything.
We actually are going to have both stages going. Yeah. There's the smaller stage and then the main stage. So we've got two stages, and it'll have continuous music going on for the entire time, rotating bands in and out.
You know, we are so fortunate in Racine to have that setting. You're right on the lake. The boats are going by. I mean, that's when you think about it. You can't do that in Topeka, Kansas. It doesn't work. It happens. It works in Racine, though. The big stage wasn't there last time. Now it's here.
Well, we did have it, and we call it the flagship stage. It's just it's redone a little big, grander than it was. We used to do a three-day event. We said, you know, Father's Day got to be tough. People are busy. So we said, let's start with a two-day event, Friday, Saturday. Mm-hmm. Everybody, you know, is waiting for Friday. And in the summertime, we're going to kick off the festival before Summerfest starts. You get into state fairs and everything else, church festivals. So we think it's a perfect weekend. That Friday, Saturday is, we're going to cross our fingers, but we're hoping for great weather. And if it is, we expect a huge turnout.
It's Gary Suoko and Mark Wittenberg is heard on the Don Rosen Morning Show. Listen to Don weekday mornings 6 till 9 on WRJN.
Did you know there are several alternatives to having neck, back, or knee surgery to relieve pain and mobility issues? Racine Disc Center offers non-surgical spinal decompression, robotic laser therapy, and more. The results are amazing, even in patients who have already tried chiropractic, physical therapy, or injections. So before you check into the hospital, check into RacineDiscCenter.com or the clinic on Rapids Drive, just east of Gulf Avenue, for a free consultation. Racine Disc Center, where you go before you go under the knife.
Celebrate your special day with a custom cake from Main Street Bakery in downtown Racine. Whether it's an elegant tiered wedding cake or a playful personalized birthday treat, each creation is made to order, baked with love, and crafted from the freshest, finest ingredients. Let Main Street Bakery bring a touch of sweetness to your celebration. Call 262-770-4111 today. Open Tuesday through Saturday. Main Street Bakery, where every creation is crafted with care.
Sick of campaign ads? I bet. But Racine County needs you at the polls on December 19th to vote for Ralph Malicki for county executive. Ralph stands for fiscal responsibility, collaboration, and economic development. Exactly the leadership Racine County needs to build for tomorrow. The South Shore Realtors Association supports Ralph Malicki. So should you. On December 19th, it's time to be picky. Vote for Ralph Malicki. Paid for by the Wisconsin Realtors Political Fund. Not authorized by any candidate, candidate's agent, or committee.
When it comes to women's sports, there's no place like UW. Our women set the standard for elite performance, from the volleyball court to the hockey rink. Every set, spike, and score pushes the boundaries of what's possible. UW Health mirrors this dedication to greatness. Our extraordinary team of doctors combines revolutionary research with compassionate care, setting the benchmark for healthcare across the country. So for the best care and the best athletics, it's easy. UW all the way. UW Health. Remarkable.
Local news and timeless hits on WRJN. Not only that, but WRJN is your home for all the big sports you want to follow. The Packers, the Brewers, the Badgers, football and basketball, and high school sports too with Dick Graceffa. It's sports along with your local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Oh, yeah. Don't wanna fall.
Presley, Good Luck Charm, WRJN. By the way, it was on this date in 1957 that Elvis Presley had his draft notice served on him for the U.S. Army. He went on to join the 32nd Tank Battalion, 3rd Armor Corps, based in Germany. All right, in case you missed it a little while ago, let me repeat this hour's keyword in the Civic Media Grown-Up Gift List Text to Win Statewide Contest. This hour's keyword is Frost, F-R-O-S-T, Frost. You have until 5 o'clock to text that to us to win $100 cash, and you need to do it through the Civic Media app. So if you haven't already done so, download that Civic Media app, click on the WRJN page, and find the text button and text Frost. Good luck with WRJN, your home for local news, timeless hits, and now some Christmas classics, too. It's the Ronettes on WRJN.
Frosty the Snowman. Yeah.
you so much for listening to Local News and Timeless Hits on WRJN. But remember, we're part of the larger Civic Media Network, and you can hear our statewide talk shows anytime on the Civic Media app, or take WRJN with you wherever you travel. Download the app at civicmedia.us. Now, let's get you into the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.
Well, thank you from the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom. I am Chris Morrow, and here's what's happening today. Well, soon, more places you can choose to go nonstop from Milwaukee's Mitchell International Airport. They are set to expand their flight offerings in the new year, with multiple airlines introducing new nonstop places to go. Southwest is launching nonstop flights to Austin, Texas in March, and then they'll do seasonal routes to Cancun in the winter months. Sun Country Airlines introducing new seasonal service to Punta Cana and Montego Bay. Other carriers like Frontier, Alaska Airlines, and American Airlines also expanding their routes in 2025. Well, with the approval of a new lease agreement, the Brewers are set to stay in the Brew City for a few more decades. Of course, WRJN, your Racine home for Brewer baseball broadcast, will do it again this year. This agreement, signed during the week by the Southeast Wisconsin Professional Baseball Park District and the Milwaukee Brewers, secured the team in Milwaukee through 2050. Governor Tony Evers praising the bipartisan effort that led to the effort that sent $500 million in state and local aid for ballpark renovation. An animal in a backyard poultry flock in Kenosha County is tested positive for the bird flu. State and federal authorities working together on finding a joint response to it that includes the elimination of the flock. The CDC said that this strain of H5N1 doesn't pose a health concern for the general public or humans overall. And today is an election day in Racine County. The polls will stay open until 8 o'clock tonight as the special election in Racine County to determine the next county executive takes place. Of course, that follows the death of Jonathan Delagrave back in June. You may have a different polling place today. If you haven't voted yet, you can find out exactly where to go by going online to myvote.wi.gov. It'll tell you exactly where to go. Again, polls are open tonight until 8 o'clock. That's a quick update on news. We have headlines and stories for you at the top and bottom of every hour or on demand online at WRJN.com. From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, in for Stuart J. Waddles, this is Chris Morrow.
Meteorologist Mace Michaels. Winter weather advisories continue through tomorrow morning for an additional 1 to 3 inches of snow. There could even be a little rain mixed at times tonight. Lows in the low 30s. For tomorrow, again, more snow with maybe a little rain. Highs in the mid 30s. Right now, it's 31.
Still, I never knew me about.
spoke and we listened. Local news and timeless hits are back on WRJN. All right, let me give it to you one more time. This hour's keyword in the Civic Media Grown-Up Gift List Text to Win Statewide Contest. Your chance to win $100 cash and get in on the grand prize, which is a selection from our grown-up gift list. All right, this hour's keyword is frost, F-R-O-S-T, frost. Get it to us before 5 p.m. for your chance to win, and good luck from WRJN.
Some girls love to run around, love to handle everything they see. But my girl has more fun around, and you know she'd rather be with me.
Ships roll in, and then I watch them roll away again. Yeah, I'm sitting on the dock of the bay, watching the tide roll away. Ooh, I'm just sitting on the dock of the bay, wasting time. I left my home. Sit on the dock of the bay, watching the tide roll away. I'm sitting on the dock of the bay, wasting time. Look like nothing's gonna change, everything still remains the same. Loneliness won't leave me alone. Listen, 2,000 miles I roam just to make this dock my home. Now I'm just gonna sit at the dock of the bay, watching the tide roll away. Ooh, I'm sitting on the dock of the bay, wasting time.
are Racine's home for local news and timeless hits, WRJN. But when you're looking for radio that provides real news and great conversation, tune into our sister station, AM 540 WAUK. You'll hear the entire civic media lineup of great hosts discussing the important local, state, and national issues. Learn more at civicmedia.us or simply tune in to AM 540 WAUK.
I need love, to ease my mind.
These are the hands that can't help reaching.
News, Timeless Hits, WRJN. Good afternoon. I'm Kurt Vollman. Are you ready for today's useless fact of the day? It's just a random piece of information that you can share with your family and friends. Here we go. Today's useless fact is you cannot create a folder named CON in the Windows operating system. All right, I have to admit it. After I read that, I tried it. I went to my Windows computer. I created a new folder. I tried to name it CON. It told me the name was invalid.
Silent night? Not a chance. But sometimes joyful noise is the perfect way to celebrate the holidays in the best Christmas pageant ever, the musical. Now playing at the Racine Theater Guild. The six horrible Herdman siblings cause havoc when they audition for the Christmas pageant. Catastrophe looms as everyone calls on the director to cancel the whole thing. With a heartfelt and humorous musical, this group of misfits just might teach the town about the true meaning of Christmas. Visit RacineTheater.org for showtimes and tickets.
Are your auto and home insurance rates too high? Then call the folks at Bain's AAA Insurance Agency to see if they can help save you money. Licensed in both Wisconsin and Illinois, they have been in business since 2014, serving the Racine, Mount Pleasant, Kenosha, and surrounding areas. Bain's AAA has sold thousands of customers AAA road service, auto, homeowners, condo, renters, life, and umbrella insurance, plus personalized service to fit your family's ever-evolving needs with competitive rates. Call Annette today at 262-672-4702.
Coverage is subject to all policy terms, conditions, exclusions, and limitations. Discounts and savings opportunities subject to eligibility requirements, subject to underwriting requirements. AAA Insurance is a collection of AAA branded insurance products, services, and programs made available to qualified members. Personal lines insurance is underwritten by Auto Club Group Insurance Company, Auto Club Insurance Association, and AAA Life Insurance Company.
At Spanky's Sports Bar and Grill, every day feels like game day. Southeastern Wisconsin's go-to for sports, food, and live music has a fantastic addition. Spanky's heated outdoor end zone tent, the ultimate fan cave to enjoy every big sports matchup. It's a truly one-of-a-kind, action-packed experience with TVs, food, and drinks all around. Plus, download Spanky's mobile app for exclusive food specials, rewards, and live music updates. Catch all the thrills at Spanky's Sports Bar and Grill, Highway 36 and 6th Street in Waterford.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world.
We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk. Drive sober or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at ZeroInWisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
We'll be right back.
You spoke and we listened. Local news and timeless hits are back on WRJN. And guess what? You have just a few more minutes to text us this hour's keyword in the Civic Media Grown-Up Gift List Text to Win Statewide Contest. It's your chance to win $100 cash. If you haven't already done so, download the Civic Media app, click on the WRJN page and the text button, and text this hour's keyword, Frost, F-R-O-S-T, Frost. You have just a couple of more minutes to do it till 5 o'clock with WRJN. Good luck.
And timeless hits, WRJN.
is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Cammie McCormick. A plan to fund the government...